The DNR has previously used helicopters to find and count deer, but weather permitting, starting Friday near Shawnee, the department will use the aircraft to capture older deer. Regional Wildlife Supervisor Jeff Pritzel describes what he hopes will happen.
The helicopter will essentially work like a big border collie in the sky. It'll locate a group of deer and carve one of the deer out and move it into an open area where then someone riding in the helicopter actually has what's called a net gun, and they will shoot this net down onto the deer. And then they'll actually use the helicopter to transport the deer a short distance to where then the deer will get fitted with a radio collar.
Pritzel is telling people who live near Shawnee and near Park Falls next week to not be surprised if they see a low-flying helicopter carrying a live deer. Pritzel says using the aircraft to capture deer has been done in other states. He says the copters can be expensive to use, but are being used along with live traps on the ground.
Older, more experienced deer are less apt to go into those box traps, and we do need to get some older deer. So the helicopter can come in and visually select, you know, larger deer out of a herd and get those captured so we can get them into the study.
The study is a multi-year effort to get a better handle on the death of bucks and to find out when does give birth to fawns in the spring. The research comes as some hunters have complained about DNR deer population estimates. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.